But before then, as you've heard over recent months here on BBC Tees, nearly £40 million, big amount of money, £40 million is being invested in a new biomedical centre, which is being built in Darlington. We know it's going to be run by the Centre for Process Innovation. We also know it's going to be built near the university campus on Central Park. And in addition, it should create around 40 permanent jobs. But do we actually know what they're going to do there? Let's find out. We sent our reporter David McMillan to explore a bit.
Bugs. Not big bugs like creepy crawlies or flies or even midges. Tiny bugs, the type you need a big microscope to see. It's these bugs that are at the heart of a £38 million medical plant which is being built in Darlington, where they'll make drugs from the bugs. So, how will it work? Well, CPI will run the National Biologics Centre in Darlington. It already runs a similar operation at the National Industrial Biotechnology Facility at Wilton.
This area consists basically of equipment to thermally treat, to chemically treat or mechanically treat feedstocks that may
Daniel Noakes is the business development manager.
This is the creation of products that we take for granted in everyday life. This could be chemicals, transport fuels, materials or textiles that would otherwise be made from fossil oil. Here we're trying to apply bioprocessing, and that's using materials from our environment, using microbes from our environment, and by novel techniques we can produce the same products, but hopefully do that faster, cleaner, producing less waste, doing it more efficient and using less energy.
The plant boasts a bewildering array of shiny pipes and valves and stills. There's things that spin round at high speed to separate liquids from solids. There's an aroma of cooked ham and blasts of noise that sound like tormented ghosts. It seems very complicated, but in crude terms, it works a bit like a brewery, except the end product is usually worth rather more than a six-pack of Carling.
They will take in wheat and they will extract the sugar from wheat, and using microbes like yeast, they will produce ethanol or beer, and then we will further refine that beer to effectively purify the product so it's ready for market. Now, in the same way, we can take a multiple of feedstocks, residues from agriculture or forestry or municipal solid waste, the very waste that you chuck away every day, and we will break those down into the same sugars, and those sugars will use varying different bugs, and you choose your organisms depending on the product you want to make.
One of the things CPI does is to give people the facilities and expertise to trial their ideas without having to invest millions of pounds in new equipment. So, hard as it may seem, imagine I am a boffin with an advanced laboratory in my garden shed. In an old BBC Tees coffee cup, I've created a potion from iron brew, duck's tears, and the oil from a rare Mexican insanity chili that can seemingly turn shampoo into champagne.
It's all very well doing it on a size, on a volume the size of your cup, but you want to be doing it in 5 litres, so a larger size of a Coke bottle or a water bottle. And even then, that's not necessarily commercially sensible. So you need to be doing it on a bigger scale, like 50 litres. We have from 10 litres to 20 litres to 750 litres, even up to the 10,000 litre fermenter. And once you get to that scale, you're commercially sensible.
You may have actually spotted in that report a bit of creative licence there. We should stress, microbes wouldn't really sound like 6,000 mosquitoes buzzing around at high speed. I thought they were going in and out my ear with a headset here. And David McMillan doesn't even have a garden shed.